All right. Ready to begin. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to this week's episode of Bangin' Booth Podcast. On this week's episode, we've got Super Bowl 57 recap with basically my takeaways plus recap and with all the controversy that has surrounded the end of the game. And MLB, what do I mean by MLB is trash in the thumbnail? Well, I'm about to explain it and more coming up. Let's get right into it. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to episode 67 of Benny in the Booth Podcast. Thank you so much for the support to this point. I very much do appreciate it. One thing I do want to know about the podcast in general, next week will not be a live episode due to how I want to do next week. But with next week's episode, there is a bit something. Also, I do want to know, I do have two YouTube shorts that have gone up recently of my immediate reaction to the Super Bowl from Sunday, post the Super Bowl. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out on the channel. And I've also posted a immediate reaction to one of the things I'm going to be talking about on the podcast today from MLB equaling stupid. Go check it out in the YouTube shorts on my channel. But in terms of episode 68, it is going to be a little bit different next week. Basically, what do I mean by that is that originally my plan was I was going to do another NFL position tier list like I did last week, just not with quarterback, of course. It would be with a different position. However, I have a different thought, and I wanted to bring this up to you guys. I just realized I mistitled this week's episode. Funny enough. It's not 67, 66. I gotta fix that. I've been getting into something that has been a recent trend throughout social media and in general called, there's for all sports, but it's called MLB or NFL or NBA Grid Challenge. And basically what it is that you have a grid with six different teams, whether it's NBA or MLB teams or NFL teams, and you're basically trying to, and you want to be able to, where it's set up that you have to name a player that's played for two different teams. So, for example, Angels and Tigers or White Sox and Cubs. And you put a whole grid of it for each team that connects to it. You have to name a player. I've been very addicted to it. John Boy Mia has done a thing for it. So many other people have done a thing for it. And I've honestly just been so, like, wanting to be able to do it on the podcast now. So, on the channel, you click to the channel, go to the community post tab, and vote what you want next week. Either the position tier list, like I did for quarterback, but instead I do a different position. I don't know what position I would do as of right now. Or I do MLB Grid Challenge. And aside from which one you want, if you decide you'd want the MLB Grid Challenge, which I'll do either or no matter what. But I wanted to pose it to you guys before I firmly decide one way or another. So go vote. And if you vote MLB Grid Challenge, give me six different teams to use in grid, because I want to do more than one if I do grid, and I want to be able to get you guys involved if I do a grid challenge instead next week. I think either way, at some point, I'll start doing some grid challenges, but I wanted to get you guys involved if I do it for next week. So, A, go vote on the community tab in the channel, and B, if you vote MLB grid challenge, give me six teams to use in grids. I'm not sure if I'll be able to use everyone's, but I'll at least use some that I get from there. I really appreciate it if all of you can vote. It doesn't take that long, and very much would appreciate it. So, let's get right into this week's episode. So, and the Super Bowl 57. Boy, what a game this was. Back and forth completely. This was a very good Super Bowl. Both quarterbacks played well. Jalen Hurts obviously had the rough fumble early in the second quarter. That definitely kept momentum to Kansas City for a moment, but then Philly snatched it right back temporarily. And the Chiefs won 38-35. But that's not where all the controversy leans from the Super Bowl. The controversy that comes out from the Super Bowl is revolving on the Chiefs' game-winning drive, where James Bradberry was called for holding on Juju Smith-Schuster, or should I say Juju TikTok Smith-Schuster. If you want to know what I mean by that, look it up. It's easy to find out. He's a major TikToker, basically, back in the day. Put it short, but there's more to it. Anyway, so not a lot of people are debating that was holding. Some people are even debating that was holding. But basically what had happened, and I think it was holding personally, is that he grabbed the jersey from a back and then even more held on a second chance. Some people debate it, but a lot of people are debating that that's just a weak time to call it in this kind of moment in the Super Bowl, which in a way I hear it, but in a way it's like, at the end of the day, it's a firm call. It was a holding. It kind of ruined things, and Philly fans are probably wanting to murder every NFL ref that was a part of that game, especially the one that called the penalty specifically. But at the end of the day, he held, and even Bradberry came out himself admitting that he held, but was just hoping to get away with it, but he didn't. And when the player himself comes out to admit it, that's when you know that that was actually holding. When the player himself who held admits it, you know it's firm. But a phenomenal Super Bowl. I was wrong in my prediction, of course. Chiefs win 38-35 in a game-winning field goal. And by the way, I will say two additional things. I was laughing when Butker missed that field goal because he literally went from last field goal from the AFC Championship game being kicking the game winner to doinking the first field goal kick he gets in the Super Bowl 2 weeks later. Is just hilarious. And I will say in my mind, and I know this wasn't really the firm nail in the coffin, but in my mind, once they had that punt return from Kadarius Toney that got them right by the red zone to add on to the lead and they would end up scoring, I knew the game was over and shut, and that was it. I know Philly ended up tying in and then eventually the drive that involved controversy, but in my mind, the game was over once that punt return happened. I was like, game over, icing on the cake, cherry on top, nail in the coffin shut, door shut, whatever you want to put it. That's what I knew it once that punt return happened. Because also, the biggest problem for Philly was not just their defense not getting like sacks and hardly getting pressure on Mahomes. Or if they got pressure, they just hardly were getting to him directly. It was more of late in the game, Philly's O-line collapsed. And they are one of the best O-lines in the NFL, debatably maybe even the best O-line in the NFL. The fact that they were collapsing late does not help you when you're trying to win a Super Bowl of all games. Not a regular season game, not a wild card game, not a divisional round game, not a championship game, Super Bowl. That's the last game of a year you want to have your O-line collapsing on you. And that just basically had sealed it for me, and that's when I knew Chiefs won the Super Bowl. But congrats to Chiefs. Congrats to Travis Kelce. Sorry to Jason Kelce. And the annoying thing is TikTok's probably going off with Mahomes' wife and his brother, who are like big-time TikTokers and can be annoying on TikTok, and are probably going nuts on TikTok following this Super Bowl victory. So that's it for Super Bowl. That's it for NFL, for now at least. Let's move on. So MLB is stupid or trash. Explained. So this week, MLB came out with three big things for next year, aside from the bigger bases, aside from the pitch clock thing, aside from the shift changes. Three big things that I'm not a fan of. The ghost runner at second, meaning at extra innings, each team on either side of an extra inning, as in 10th inning and on, gets an automatic runner at second to start the inning, is temporary for the regular season, but is not, as in permanent for now on and ever, not gonna not exist, at least for now, which I'm just like, and yeah, I get it. It speeds up games when you get extra innings, but it just takes away the old fun of it. Like, it was fun to see games go long. And yeah, someone was making a point of like, from CBS Sports, I forgot who the article writer was like, yeah, but fans dwindled down once you get into late innings. And it's like, yeah, but still, it's like, it was fun having to see these 18 inning games. And yeah, it can be a bit annoying, but it was just, it was baseball. It was part of baseball. And it's just annoying. And yeah. But I had more of an explanation for the media reaction. Go check it out on the channel. And then two things came out today that really annoy me. So basically, it used to be flat out, if you wanted to save your bullpen or you had no one left in your bullpen, you can have position players pitch, basically catcher pitch, first baseman pitch, second baseman, shortstop, third baseman, outfielder, DH, bench player. They could come in and pitch for you inning to innings. Now, that's not as much possible anymore because they've made rules for position players pitching. Now, is that a position player may pitch if the game is in extra innings, A, B, in the ninth inning when trailing by 8 or more, or C, in the ninth inning when leading by 10 or more. Which, it's just kind of, like, it limits, it. There are a lot of, like, it's fun seeing position players pitch. Do they get wrecked sometimes? Absolutely, they get wrecked the most of the time when pitching. But it's still fun to see, and, like, to limit it is not something I'm a fan of. And the big one got dropped. A lot of these reports have been coming out from Jesse Rogers, who works for ESPN Chicago. There's a good chance, and this is his own tweet, Jesse Rogers, at Jesse Rogers ESPN. There's a good chance more balks are going to be called this season. MLB is cracking down on coming to full stop in order to make things clear for pitch clock operators and umpires. Essentially, bouncing with that front leg is a balk. Think Kevin Gausman. Basically, like, some pitchers will have, like, a little bit of a leg movement or, like, it's hard to explain, but basically more balks possibility, which in a way is, like, it can help. In a way, it's also just annoying because, like, balks come at random moments and it's hard to, like, even determine. And now, like, there's more is just, like, that's the last thing baseball needs is more balks. It doesn't really do much at all. That's it for MLB is stupid or trash or however you want to put it. That is why I had MLB logo represented on a trash can in the thumbnail. And that is this week's episode of the podcast. So let's wrap things up. Thank you so much for watching this week's episode of Benny and the Booth Podcast. Make sure to vote for next week's episode, whether it will be another position to your list or a MLB. Maybe I could even do a different sport, if not MLB. Maybe you'd rather NFL or NBA. Maybe I could do that instead. Grid challenge. Thank you so much for watching and listening. If you are new on YouTube, so hit the leave a like, hit the subscribe button, and leave a notification button so you're notified when I go live and or post a video. If you're new on audio, follow the podcast, leave a review, and hit the notification bell so you're notified when I post on there. Thank you so much for watching and listening, and I'll see you next week for episode 67. Is this 66, not 67? I realized that during the episode. Bye!